Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. It is our prayer each day that you will be informed of the issues that are integrated with biblical truth, and that we'll seek the truth. It's the Lord Jesus that said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 8:31-32. And then Jesus in John 14:6 says, "I am truth." And further, he identifies it by saying in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." So as we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the truth of the word of God. One of the things that we need to understand is that which is on the scene, out before us, with things to come, and eschatological future events. God's word, the Bible, from Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation, is a progressive revelation of God to man. And in that progressive revelation of God to man, God outlines for us things to come. What shall take place? And so, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about today, papers, please. COVID pass required. COVID pass required. We'll talk about that because it is absolutely indelibly written in the Word of God as to what we can understand shall take place after the rapture of the church. We'll be talking about that today. Papers, please. COVID pass required. And that telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is something that is simply out the window today. I believe it is a potential and possibility that you could say almost exclusively that everything that we hear by way of radio and television, when it comes to the news and what is happening in America today, when it comes to the election fraud, the treason that's taken place in our election, I believe you could just about turn off the news and the television and seek news otherwise, especially if it's talking about what used to be, has been, formerly was, truth. For the most part, on Fox News, no longer is the case. And this is the reason I go back to George Orwell, the secularist of years ago. He said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We see that very thing taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. The great divide in America today is over truth. Truth. Truth wins in the end, by the way. Jesus Christ is truth, and he wins in the end. We are going through the daily skirmishes, but he has won the victory. The battle is his, and he's already won the ultimate battle. But ladies and gentlemen, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made such a powerful statement about truth. He said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And this is the reason we need to, at this moment in history, ladies and gentlemen, as Christians in particular, we need to listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. Take a stand for truth. Many times, even with Christians and conservatives, there's a fear that somehow, some way, you'll be ostracized from society. You'll not be embraced. You'll not be loved or cared for. You'll be rejected, dissed, demeaned if you stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's part of it. The Lord Jesus reminded us that if he suffered persecution, we will also. And there's coming a day, and I believe in the very near future, that Christians and conservatives alike will suffer open prosecution and persecution on the face of the earth, and in particular we find in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries a full line of equipment for the homeowners like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about landscape, lawn care equipment for the professional as well as the homeowner. And Tools for Time also has a staff that can answer all of your questions about hurricane preparedness equipment and all of the questions that you might have in relationship to that. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's the home of the gigantic U.S. flag. The American flag flies at about 165 feet above the ground. It's on a gigantic pole. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, you'll find Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious, very profound, extremely biblical context today. And subject, papers please, COVID pass required. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, it should be an encouragement to every Christian listening to my voice. We should be challenged and encouraged to realize that we can be the firsthand witnesses of God's prophetic word coming to fulfillment. Now listen very carefully. Keep in mind, the next thing on God's prophetic calendar is the rapture of the church. Now listen, where we're going is we're going to look at the biblical text as it's the rudimentary, fundamental, foundational fact for where we're going. You might wonder why there's a push for a lockdown. You might wonder why there's a push for mandated mask wearing. You might wonder if the vaccine that's now being announced will be mandated by the federal government if you'll be forced to take a vaccination. And all of those answers are found in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And no, they're not spelled out and say, yes, the government's going to force you to wear a mask. Yes, government's going to force you to lock down. But we see the big picture, ladies and gentlemen, especially in Revelation, the 13th chapter, we'll talk about that as primary introductory material and thought to set the stage for where we're going today in this broadcast. If you have not heard the news in relationship to what God is doing on his prophetic calendar, stay tuned. Don't turn your dial. Invite others to tune in today. I don't know but what this may be the most important, the most informative, the most challenging broadcast of the season. We're talking about papers, please, COVID pass required. Ladies and gentlemen, the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, his bride. Every believer will immediately be snatched out of this old world. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18 is the proof text, the classic text for that. We're not going to get into the text today, but simply by way of reference. But after the church is raptured out, after the bride of Christ is raptured out, after we're snatched out of this old world, ladies and gentlemen, things will continue with the Communist Network News. Things will continue with the apostate church. Things will continue almost as though they had been normal. And perhaps the world will say, finally, those antagonizing Christians, those Christians that have been in the way of progress, those Christians that have stood in the way of the one world government, those Christians that have stood in the way of what the socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM, Democratic Party wanted to do, perhaps there'll be applause across the nation and around the world that the Christians will be gone. But ladies and gentlemen, immediately after the church is raptured out, the Antichrist, the man of sin, the one that the Bible refers to as the lawless one, will step on the scene and will rule over the world. There will be the global one world government, the one world order that has been the goal of politicians, both Republicans and Democrats alike. President George H.W. Bush, President George Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, and others, ladies and gentlemen, have been wanting the one world government for as far back as I can recall in my lifetime. But ladies and gentlemen, that goal was interrupted. That goal was sidetracked when President Donald J. Trump was elected by a mandate from the people in the United States of America back in 2016. This is what has caused the demonically minded demons in some have called them the demon rats, the demons coming out of the woodwork trying to destroy President Donald J. Trump, because he has interrupted the goal of a one world order, a one world government, a global government. Ladies and gentlemen, the move to destroy the sovereignty of America has been disrupted by President Donald J. Trump. Today, the demonic battle, ladies and gentlemen, is in fact over the soul of America. It is over the foundation of our nation. And the scripture says in Psalms 11:3, if our foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That should be a little, marker that should point to the fact that that is what we find taking place today. Our foundations, that is our constitutional republic, the God-given constitutional republic, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution in general, ladies and gentlemen, is under attack today because the globalists, the one world order of people, in fact, George H.W. Bush in his inaugural address talked about the one world order eight times in his address when he was being inaugurated as president. His son, George Bush, had the same mindset. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's Democrat or Republican, we found that is the mantra, the goal, whether it's stated publicly or not, for the nation of America. This is the reason you find with Sleepy Joe, Joe Biden, the Trojan horse. Joe Biden will never serve as president of the United States of America. He may go in as the Trojan horse. He may go in as the Manchurian candidate, but he will be the puppet, and the puppeteer will be George Soros, Kamala Harris, and the whole demonically controlled socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic, Communist Party. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration will usher in the prophecy found in Revelation 13, 1 through 18. Now, I'm not going to read the whole text to us. Time won't allow us to fully elaborate on, as I would love to do so, and have done so many times from the pulpit in our church in relationship to future events and what's coming. But as you look at Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, 2, and 3 in particular, you find that the man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene. And the Bible says in verse 3 that he would be wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And then you drop over and look at verse 13, and he doeth great wonders. That's talking about the false prophet. Doeth great wonders. Let's back up to verse 12. And he exerciseth all the power, that is the authority of the first beast, before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist, when he steps on the scene at some early part of his global governance, his global dictatorship leadership, the false prophet, which can produce signs, miracles, and wonders, that's coming from demonically controlled mind and heart. In fact, you look at chapter 13, verse 4 and 5, you find that the Antichrist did not come in and seize power. You find that the Antichrist will not come in and do battle for power, that the power is relegated to him by Satan himself. When you go back and study Daniel chapter 7, Daniel chapter 8, Daniel chapter 11, you find that the Antichrist will be what I've called for many, many years a homosexual, that is a sodomite, Islamically controlled, demonically controlled leader over the world. And ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very clear that the nations, the globe, global leadership will hand over power and authority to him, because he will come on the scene as though he can bring about peace on a global basis. But ladies and gentlemen, he will be mortally wounded, and the false prophet that has demonic powers to raise the dead will raise him from the dead. That false prophet will be able to do great signs, miracles, and wonders that will make even fire come down from heaven in the sight of men, according to verse 13. And he will deceive those that dwell on the earth, the scripture says, and he had the power to do what, when he had the power to do that, those signs, miracles, and wonders. But ladies and gentlemen, in verses 15 and following, it talks about what will take place in that day. Let me read verse 16, 17, and 18 to further set the stage on what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. In verse 16, and he, that is the Antichrist, causeth both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might be able to buy, sell, save, that is, except he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, that is, a man's number. God's number is 7, which is perfection. Man's number, when you study numerology, is 6, which is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the greatly talked about anticipated 666. Now, the purpose of this broadcast is not to delve into it, but simply put, 666 is the six is the number of man, so it's a man-centered man. It is the trilogy of the supreme apex of what would be called humanism under the dictatorial leadership that is carried out by the Antichrist being empowered by Satan himself. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you a little brief recap. The Antichrist steps on the scene of humanity, and the Bible says that he is demonically empowered and totally controlled. He will receive a mortal wound, but his false prophet, his false spiritual leader, also demonically empowered, will raise him from the dead. And the whole world, the scripture says, will follow after him and worship him and listen very carefully, want to identify with him. Don't you dare believe the old Left Behind 8-track video series that shows the pictures and images of people being handcuffed and chained and dragged before the magistrates and the leadership and on the globe of that day, being forced to take a brand on the hand or the head. That's not the way it'll be at all, ladies and gentlemen, because it will be on the basis that they will gladly, gleefully want to identify with that one that is dominating on the global scene, want to identify, if you please, want to get pictures with him, want to get autographs from him, and want to be obedient to and in submission to all that he says. That's what the scene points out to us. That's what will take place in the days after the rapture of the church. But ladies and gentlemen, this Antichrist and his false religious leader will cause everyone to receive that identification mark, according to Revelation chapter 13, verses 12 through 18 in particular. It is the number 666. That is the full identification with the humanistic dictator, demonically controlled, man-centered system in the world then. But ladies and gentlemen, in that day, a person will be required to have proof. Listen, this is the transition. In that day, humanity will be required to have proof of his privilege to be able to buy, sell, trade, live, eat, or even to open his own business. If you would say it in the Youngblood vernacular, wow, are we now on the fast track for this ultimate one-world, Antichrist-led system? And the answer to that is emphatically, unequivocally, yes. What we're seeing taking place today, as I have said in previous statements in this monologue, what I see today is that we're on the fast track for the fulfillment of the Revelation 13 text. Yes, if we're saved, if you said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you won't be here. I won't be here. But those that we leave behind shall be here. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason it's so imperative to get our family saved, our friends saved, our neighbors saved. It is so imperative for us to bring them into the ark of safety before it's eternally too late. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, today we're on the fast track of that ultimate one-world global governance under the leadership of the Antichrist and his system. We have today, ladies and gentlemen, we've just been told that Pfizer and Moderna have now developed the COVID vaccine. One is said to be 90% effective, and the other said to be 94.5% effective. So just how will this vaccine be implemented, and how will it identify with what we find in the biblical text? That's the nexus. That's what I want us to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're talking about papers, please. COVID pass required. And that's what we see, ladies and gentlemen, that is so important for us to understand. And that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to have your dialogue, discussion, your call. We're going to be talking about some very serious things in the balance of this broadcast today that every Christian, every conservative, every patriotic American needs to recognize and understand that the stage is being set. We're being groomed, ladies and gentlemen, as citizens of America. We're being groomed for that day when there will be the forced vaccination that will implant in your arm or in your head or on your hand that indelible mark that is the mark of the beast that's talked about in Revelation chapter 13. Yes, absolutely, I believe that. Yes, absolutely, I say that with all authority based on the Word of God and based on what we see taking place in society today. Here's an article that says, "Your papers, please. Is this the COVID new normal? If Biden does prevail, something will be done, will have to be done, and on multiple fronts. But for now, let's just concentrate on the left's favorite pandemic, COVID-19, where the cure already has been and will continue to be exponentially worse than the virus." Further in the article, it says, "And then there's the much ballyhooed COVID-19 vaccinations. the experts say is so essential that it will likely become mandatory for all Americans. This despite the clear unconstitutionality of such a thing, combined with COVID's non-lethality to the overwhelming majority of Americans, by overwhelming, I mean 99% for all but a relative few, have already determined who those few are. Further, the article states, with the onset of the potential vaccine, there's news that companies like Ticketmaster are beginning to ramp up. Listen, Ticketmaster, if you buy a ticket for a sporting event or a concert of any type on a global basis, or especially in America, Ticketmaster is the one. Go online and buy your ticket through them. Listen to what Ticketmaster has already set into place. With the onset of the potential vaccine, there's news that companies like Ticketmaster are beginning to ramp up to get back to some semblance of normalcy. Check that. Let's call it the new normal. There's nothing normal about what they're planning. In fact, I'm sure such draconian measures never covers it. Here's the Ticketmaster's rundown. You must first purchase an event ticket. After you buy it, you will need to prove you've been vaccinated or have been tested negative and have your COVID pass 24 to 72 hours prior to the event, or it gets better. Say you bought the ticket less than a day before the event. In that case, you must get the labs to test facilities pronto and express your at your expense, of course. Once the test was completed, the fan would instruct the lab to deliver the results to their health pass company, the health pass, the COVID pass company, like Clear or IBM. If the test were negative or the fan was vaccinated, the health pass company would verify the attendee's COVID-19 status to the Ticketmasters, which would then issue the fan the credentials needed. Listen, the credentials, if you please, the mark needed to access the event. If a fan tested positive or didn't have the test to verify their status, they would not be granted access to, would not have a pass to the event. Is this the new normal? More than likely, yes, it is. As other corporations follow suit in an effort to curry favor with federal overseers and, of course, the woke social media and its society, we will eventually be forced to carry papers, forced to carry a pass, a COVID pass, with us at all times to be granted access to Home Depot, Walmart, McDonald's, even 7-Eleven. Will this nonsense devolve into random checkpoints and proof of vaccination before crossing the state lines? Yes, it will. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if that bothers you or not. I don't know if that frightens you or not. I don't know if it challenges your thoughts or not. But that's the fast track that we're on, ladies and gentlemen. And we're told that these two vaccinations that have already been supposedly perfected, Pfizer is one that says it's 90% efficacious, and but yet they have a negative point that's brought out on Fox News and other news media, where they say with Pfizer, it is less likely to be used that much because it has to be stored in about what I think they said something like 70 degrees below freezing, maybe 700 degrees, some astronomical below freezing number, and that Moderna does not require that. So Moderna will probably be. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there's a push for Moderna because it has the thumbprint, the fingerprint of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on it. And Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the one that's been on the fast track to get this done. And it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, through the testimony of Bill Gates himself, that's already admitted that in their previous vaccinations in Nigeria and in India and other parts of the world that were supposed to be for polio, it either sterilized all of the females or it crippled all of those that took it or killed multiple millions. And it's Bill Gates that's already said on National Communist Network News, CNN, that said that when the vaccination comes out with a smile on his face, said, of course, we might lose some people. There may be as many as 750,000 to a million people that will die as a result of it first to get the vaccination perfected. But he smiled and said, but it would be worth that for the benefit that it would have on a global basis. Ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely unconscionable for us to think that this is not on the fast track and not something that stands before us. Here's an article that says the D.C. bill B23-0171, allowing children 11 years old and older to be vaccinated without having to have a parental consent or knowledge in advance. Yes, they are passing legislation, rules, and regulations across America, and it's on a piecemeal basis, under the radar, not being highly broadcast in relationship to what they're doing. That in this particular article, it says, on October the 7th, 2020, during a hastily scheduled virtual meeting, four District of Columbia Council members making up the Health Committee amended and unanimously passed a minor consent bill, B23-0171. The bill would not only permit children aged 11 years old and older to give consent for doctors and other vaccination administrators to give them vaccinations without any parental knowledge or consent, but would also require insurance companies, vaccination administrators, hear that, vaccination administrators, hear that, insurance companies, and schools to conceal from the parents that the child has even been vaccinated. The committee chair and bill sponsor admit imminent COVID-19 vaccination is the reason for the sudden push to eliminate all parental rights over the vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully if I can tuck this in. They have started the ball rolling, and it will be in the U.S. Department, Federal U.S. Department of Education. U.S. Department of Education will pass down mandates to State Departments of Education. State Department of Education will pass down the mandates to local departments of education that if that child walks into a brick-and-mortar building, that is a classroom, there will be the requirement to have a vaccination, a COVID-19, pass, if you will, papers, please, if you will, that you will not be able to enter the school classroom. Otherwise, you will not be able to have the benefit of education. Here's an article. CNN asked the question to Anthony Fauci. Can you imagine a time where Americans carry certificates of immunity? Dr. Fauci's answer, you know, that is totally possible, end quote. In fact, he has said on other occasions that that is what is needed and what is required. In fact, here's an article where Dr. Fauci, you know, the white-jacketed dictator that thinks he's supposed to rule America and other nations, he is the puppet. Hear me. He is the puppet of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He's on the payroll for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He's the one that's behind the scenes moving and manipulating and mandating that the Moderna vaccine be the one that will be high profile and be used. This is the reason they've come out with now. The little small fractional percentage is that it's 94.5% efficacious, whereas Pfizer is only 90% efficacious. And Pfizer can't be easily stored, but Moderna vaccination can be easily stored. But ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says Dr. Fauci said Friday that while he acknowledged the independent spirit of America, U.S. citizens should recognize that, quote, listen carefully, now is the time to do what you're told in the midst of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Listen, Dr. Fauci says it's time for Americans to do what you're told. In other words, a forced lockdown, locking the churches down, closing the churches, forced mask mandates, forced vaccination. Dr. Fauci is setting the stage, ladies and gentlemen, for the Biden administration to say, as he has said so many times, he's simply going to obey what the science tells us. Well, ladies and gentlemen, most of what is on the market in the marketplace out there is voodoo science. There's not science. There's not a scientific research paper on the face. Hear me, and you can research it all you like. There's not a scientific research paper on the face of the globe that points out and proves that mask mandate, the wearing of a mask mandate, is something that is efficacious and beneficial for the one that's wearing it. Not at all. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says New York State, the New York State Bar passes a mandatory COVID-19 vaccination resolution. A resolution by the New York State Bar mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations passed on November the 7th. This starts this New York State and the nation down the very slippery slope, and many adults will not allow themselves or their children to be vaccinated under religious or personal reasons. In other words, it evacuates and eviscerates and changes that you can't have a religious liberties exemption from it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 1 minute top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Very important information coming up after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.